Weather Services. This album contains 19 titles: AirMets, Area Forecasts, Constant Pressure Charts, Convective Outlook Charts, Convective SIGMETS, En Route Flight Advisory Service, HIWAS, In-Flight Weather Advisories, METAR, Pilot Reports, Radar Summary Charts, SIGMETS, Significant Weather Prognostics, Surface Analysis Charts, Terminal Area Forecasts, Weather Depiction Charts, Winds Aloft Chart, and Winds and Temperatures Aloft Forecasts. AirMets. The abbreviation for AirMets is Whiskey Alpha. AirMets stands for Airman's Meteorological Information and contains information on weather that may be hazardous to VFR pilots. Items covered in AirMets are moderate icing or turbulence, sustained winds of 30 knots or more at the surface, widespread areas of IFR conditions, and extensive mountain obscurement. There are three types of AirMet, all identified by a phonetic letter: Sierra, Tango, and Zulu. AirMet Sierra is for extensive mountain obscuration. AirMet Tango is for moderate turbulence, and AirMet Zulu is for moderate icing and freezing levels. Area Forecast. The abbreviation for Area Forecast is Foxtrot Alpha. An area forecast is a forecast of general weather conditions over an area the size of several states. An area forecast is used to determine future en route weather and to interpolate conditions at airports with no weather forecasts. Area forecasts are issued three times a day and have four sections: a communications and product header, a precautionary statement, and two weather sections, a synopsis and a VFR clouds and weather section. Area forecasts are valid for a total of 18 hours. That's a 12-hour forecast plus a 6-hour categorical outlook. Constant pressure chart. A constant pressure chart, also called a constant pressure analysis chart, is an upper air weather map where all the information depicted is for the specified pressure of the chart in millibars. For example, 850 millibars. 700 millibars, 500, 300, 250, and 200 millibars. Each of the constant pressure charts can provide observed temperature, temperature dew point spread, wind, height of the pressure surface, and the height changes over the previous 12-hour period. Convective Outlook. The abbreviation for Convective Outlook is Alpha Charlie. A convective outlook describes the prospects for general thunderstorm activity during the following 24 hours. Areas in which there is a high, moderate, or slight risk of severe thunderstorms are included, as well as areas where thunderstorms may approach severe levels. Outlooks are produced at the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma. You should use the convective outlook primarily for planning flights later in the day. Convective Outlook Chart. The Convective Outlook Chart was previously called Severe Weather Outlook Chart, and it is used for advanced planning. The Convective Outlook Chart provides an outlook for general and severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, and tornado watch areas. Single-hatched areas are annotated to indicate either slight, moderate, or high risk of possible severe thunderstorms. Cross-hatched areas indicate a forecast risk of tornadoes. Convective SIGMETS. The abbreviation for Convective SIGMET is Whiskey Sierra Tango. The Convective SIGMET cover weather developments such as tornadoes, lines of thunderstorms, and embedded thunderstorms, and they also imply severe or greater turbulence, severe icing, and low-level wind shear. Convective SIGMETS are valid for 2 hours and are issued hourly at 55 minutes past the hour. Unscheduled convective SIGMETS are broadcast upon receipt and at 15-minute intervals for the first hour. En route Flight Advisory Service. En route Flight Advisory Service, also known as EFAS, provides you with en route weather advisories pertinent to the type of flight, route to be flown, and altitude flown. The service is normally available throughout the conterminous United States from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. local time. Aircraft flying between 5,000 AGL and 17,500 MSL can obtain EFAS by calling Flight Watch on 122.0. HIWAS. HIWAS stands for Hazardous In-Flight Weather Advisory Service and is a continuous broadcast of hazardous weather information transmitted over selected VORs. A HIWAS broadcast includes AirMets, SIGMETS, Convective SIGMETS, Urgent PIREPS, and Center Weather Advisories. In-Flight Weather Advisories. In-flight weather advisories advise you of the possibility of encountering hazardous flying conditions that may not have been forecast at the time of your pre-flight weather briefing, such as severe weather watch bulletins defining areas of possible severe thunderstorms or tornado activity. In-flight weather advisories are unscheduled and are issued as required. METAR stands for Aviation Routine Weather Report and is an international weather reporting code used for weather reports and forecasts worldwide. A typical METAR contains data for wind direction, wind speed, visibility, precipitation, cloud cover, temperature, dew point, and barometric pressure. For aviation purposes, the ceiling is the lowest broken or overcast layer, or vertical visibility into an obscuration. Pilot reports. The abbreviation for pilot report is Uniform Alpha and is also referred to as a PIREP. Aircraft in flight are the only means of directly observing cloud tops, icing, and turbulence. Therefore, no observation is more timely than the PIREP. While the FAA encourages pilots to report in-flight weather, a report of any unforecast weather is required by regulation. A PIREP is usually transmitted in a prescribed format. When asking ATC for weather avoidance help, keep in mind that ATC radar limitations and frequency congestion may limit the controller's capability to provide you with specific weather avoidance service. Radar summary chart. The radar summary chart gives you a three-dimensional view of clouds and precipitation when used alongside other charts and reports. Radar detects only water droplets or ice particles, not clouds and fog. The radar summary chart is the only aviation weather chart that shows both lines and cells of hazardous thunderstorms. The radar summary chart was made from areas where precipitation echoes were received and are depicted with echo intensity indicated by contours. Echo heights are displayed in hundreds of feet MSL. Tops are entered above a short line, while any bases are entered below a short line. Movement of an area of echoes is indicated by a shaft and barb combination, with the shaft indicating the direction and the barbs indicate the speed. Each whole barb equals 10 knots, a half barb is equal to 5 knots, and a pennant equals 50 knots. Individual cell movement is indicated by an arrow showing both the direction of movement and the speed in knots, which is shown as a number for each cell. SIGMETS. The abbreviation for SIGMET is Whiskey Sierra. SIGMETS advise of weather which is hazardous to all aircraft. The items covered by a SIGMET are severe icing, severe or extreme turbulence, and widespread sandstorms, dust storms, or volcanic ash, lowering visibility to less than 3 miles. SIGMETS and AirMets are broadcast upon receipt and at 30-minute intervals of 15 and 45 past the hour during the first hour. If the advisory is still in effect after the first hour, an alert notice will be broadcast. Contact the nearest flight service station to learn whether the advisory is pertinent to your route of flight. Significant weather prognostics. The low-level significant weather prognostic chart depicts weather from the surface to 24,000 feet and forecasts weather factors to influence your flight planning, including significant turbulence and icing. The low-level significant weather prognostic chart is a four-panel chart. The two lower panels are 12 and 24-hour surface progs. The two upper panels are 12 and 24-hour progs of significant weather from the surface to 24,000 feet. The chart is issued 4 times daily and uses standard weather symbols. The high-level significant weather prognostic chart depicts weather from 24,000 feet to 63,000 feet, also outlines areas of forecast turbulence and cumulonimbus clouds, shows the expected height of the tropopause, and predicts jet stream location and velocity. The high-level significant weather prognostic chart also depicts clouds and turbulence. The height of the tropopause is depicted in hundreds of feet MSL and is enclosed in a rectangular box. Areas of forecast moderate or greater turbulence are bounded by heavy dashed lines and are labeled with a symbol and show the vertical extent in hundreds of feet MSL. Cumulonimbus clouds are depicted and imply moderate or greater turbulence and icing. Surface analysis chart. The surface analysis chart depicts frontal positions, pressure patterns, temperature, dew point, wind, weather, and obstructions to vision as of the valid time of the chart. TAF. TAF is an abbreviation for Terminal Aerodrome Forecast. A TAF is a concise statement of the expected airport weather conditions during a specific period, usually 24 hours. TAFs use the same codes used in METAR reports. TAFs are issued in the following 5-section format: type, location, issuance time, valid time, and forecast. Weather depiction chart. The weather depiction chart is a computer-generated chart prepared from surface weather observations. The weather depiction chart gives a broad overview of the observed flying conditions at the valid time of the chart. Weather depiction charts begin at 01 Zulu each day, are transmitted at 3-hour intervals, and are valid at the time of the generated data. A legend in the lower portion of the chart describes the method of identifying areas of VFR, marginal VFR, and IFR conditions. Total sky cover is depicted by shading, or by the absence of shading on the station circle. Cloud height is entered under the station circle in hundreds of feet. AGL weather and obstructions to vision symbols are normally shown to the left of the station circle. Visibility in statute miles is entered to the left of any weather symbol. If the visibility is greater than 6 miles, it will be omitted from the depiction. Winds aloft chart. The winds aloft chart shows temperature, wind direction, and speed at selected stations. Arrows with pennants and barbs indicate wind direction and speed. Each pennant represents 50 knots, each barb is 10 knots, and each half barb equals 5 knots. For wind direction, an arrow is depicted showing the direction to the nearest 10 degrees, with the second digit of the coded direction entered at the outer end of the arrow. Thus, a wind in the northwest quadrant with the digit 3 indicates 330 degrees, and a wind in the southwest quadrant with the digit 3 indicates 230 degrees. Winds and temperature aloft forecast. The abbreviation for the winds and temperature aloft forecast is Foxtrot Delta. Winds and temperature aloft forecast data is displayed on a 6-digit format of wind direction relative to true north, wind velocity, and temperature forecast to exist at each of the specified levels. For example, 123405 decodes as winds from 120 degrees true at 34 knots, temperature 05 Celsius. When wind speed is between 100 and 199 knots, the wind direction portion of the code will be a number greater than 50. In order to decipher the code, subtract 50 from the coded wind direction and add 100 to the coded wind speed. For example, 623405 decodes as winds 120 degrees true at 134 knots, temperatures 05 Celsius. Temperatures with a negative symbol in front of them are negative. Temperatures are always negative above 24,000, so temperatures above 24,000 will not have a negative symbol displayed. Light invariable winds or wind speeds below 5 knots are indicated by 99900, followed by the forecast temperature. For example, the coded winds aloft forecast for flight level 270 might be Niner Niner 0017, and this decodes as winds are light and variable, temperatures negative 17. Wind data coded 62 Niner would indicate wind from 120 degrees at 199 knots or more.